Now turn to section 4 on page 8.
You will hear an extract from a talk given to a group who are going to stay in the UK.
Good evening and welcome to the British Council. My name is John Parker and I've been asked to talk to you briefly about certain aspects of life in the UK before you actually go there. So I'm going to talk first about the best ways of making social contacts there. Now, you might be wondering why it should be necessary. After all, we meet people all the time. But when you're living in a foreign country, it can be more difficult, not just because of the language, but because customs may be different. If you're going to work in the UK, you will probably be living in private accommodation, so it won't be quite so easy to meet people. But there are still things that you can do to help yourself. First of all, you can get involved in activities in your local community. Join a group of some kind. For example, you'll probably find that there are theatre groups who might be looking for actors, set designers and so on. Or if you play an instrument, you could join music groups in your area. Or if you like the idea of finding out about local history, there'll be a group for that too. These are just examples. And the best place to get information about things like this are either the town hall or the public library. Libraries in the UK perform quite a broad range of functions nowadays. They're not just confined to lending books, although that's their main role, of course.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was, did you find it hard studying with the Open University?
You mean because you're studying on your own most of the time? Well, it took me a while to get used to it. I found I needed to maintain a high level of motivation because it's so different from school. There's no one saying, "Why haven't you written your assignment yet?" and that sort of thing.
Oh, dear.
You'll learn it, Paul. Another thing was that I got very good at time management because I had to fit time for studying round a full-time job.
Well, I'm hoping to change to working part-time, so that'll help.
What makes it easier is that the degree is made up of modules, so you can take time off between them if you need to. It isn't like a traditional 3 or 4 year course where you've got to do the whole thing of it in one go.
Oh, that's good, because I'd like to spend 6 months travelling next year.
Huh, it's all right for some. Then, even though you're mostly studying at home, remember you've got tutors to help you, and from time to time there are summer schools. They usually last a week. They're great, because you meet all the other people struggling with the same things as you.
Oh.
I've made some really good friends that way.
Sounds good. So how do I...